Good morning on Monday, December 7th, 2009. This is Brian Madden. Today, I wonder if server-based computing and client VMs finally mean that we can throw away those crazy host-scanning VPN solutions. It's interesting because last week, RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, Capital Markets Equity Research Group, they actually released a report about a rumored upcoming checkpoint software product called Abra, as in Abracadabra. The report basically says that this Abra thing is going to be sold in the form of a USB stick that users plug into their personal non-corporate laptop to access their corporate environments. And so the stick has all the antivirus and VPN and endpoint security software that they need, actually potentially even having applications virtualized on it, which is cool. And you know, the users can then get into their corporate environments. So RBC, they actually seem pretty psyched about this. And they went so far as to say, quote, "We believe remote access products such as Abra could ultimately lead companies to adopt the policy of buy your own PC, or BYOPC, which is becoming increasingly popular because they allow employees to work from the device of their choice," end quote. Notwithstanding the fact that they say buy your own PC instead of bring your own PC, it's something that I agree 100% with. I agree 100% with the concept of BYOPC, right? I just hope to hell that we don't need this Abra craziness to access this BYOPC. So, you know, from my standpoint, the whole concept of a you know, VPN and its scanning and trying to figure out if you're secure, this is just very complex. You know, it leads me to the bigger question, which is, what's the easiest way to securely access corporate resources from an untrusted device? I mean, forget VPNs for a second. What's the easiest way to do this? And I mean, obviously, the first thing that jumps into my mind is you know, a remote protocol based solution like a terminal server or VDI. I'm sure that kind of solution gives you the greatest security, since you can absolutely 100% control the execution environment. You know, no data leaves the data center. Obviously, the only real downside of that is it doesn't work offline, and you've got a lot of back end infrastructure if you're not using TS or VDI for something else. And of course, the other traditional way that people have been handling this has been VPNs. Now, VPNs were simple back in the good old days when they were just, you know, enter your password and establish an encrypted tunnel. But now the security vendors have added just like millions of features. As we mentioned, antivirus and the memory scans and host OS and patch level compliance scans. And so now simply meeting all the requirements just to get on the VPN in the first place becomes a goal in and of itself. And this actually happened to me at TechTarget. I finally just last week updated my TechTarget finally just updated the VPN so it supports Windows 7. But then that didn't recognize my antivirus software, even though it was on the list. And long story short, I spent 3 hours trying to connect to the VPN, and I was so tired when I actually finished that I shut off my computer and went to bed. But if a VPN solutions, if these companies are so complex that them putting everything together on a USB stick is viewed worthy of an RBC research note, then I think we have a problem. Now, Checkpoint, of course, is not the first company to go down that put everything on a USB stick path. Actually, about 2 years ago, Gabe wrote about Akerio's Access Stick product, which, by the way, I'm not exactly clear if Akerio is even in business anymore. So if anyone has any info on them, let me know. Although, maybe if they're not in business, that doesn't bode well for this whole concept that all-in-one VPN sticks are the way to go. But conceptually, though, I do like the concept of a USB stick for remote access. So I'm not a fan of putting VPN software on the stick, right? But I like the concept that you could have some kind of USB stick. It's on your keychain or whatever. You pop it into whatever your computer is nearest to you, and then you just boot up your environment. And to me, this is something where, you know, like the VM on the stick, I think really makes sense. And you know, maybe it's easier to provide a secure VM as opposed to trying to secure the crazy Wild West host computer. And this, of course, is where someone like Mocha 5, I guess, is the first company that pops into mind. And I'm sure there's others. Maybe someone like RingCube, although they're only going to run on certain versions of Windows. But Mocha 5 is kind of most obvious to me, and I don't know if anyone else has. Maybe like VMware Ace also. maybe there's others. Now, of course, this thing would have to be secure. And so if you were going to put some kind of VM on a stick, you'd want to have something like, there's a company called Iron Key that makes USB sticks that actually have 256-bit AES encryption on a dedicated ASIC chip built right into the thing. Now, of course, this gets me thinking, okay, we're talking about secure remote access. We're talking about something that's on your keychain. You pop it into whatever computer is nearest by. This, of course, makes me think of security. So I thought, wow, you know, I wonder, it would be so cool if RSA made a version of the Secure ID key fob that you actually, that doubled as a USB stick. You know, then we could put our software on there while still having two-factor security. I'm not kidding you. When I say I got so excited about this concept, I was actually browsing through the results of a Google search before I realized how incredibly stupid that was. I mean, the whole point of Secure ID's constantly rotating password is to ensure that you physically possess the device. So obviously, if you have your iron key or whatever with your digital certificate on it, which you're sticking into the laptop, then duh, you have your second factor. So needless to say, probably everyone thinks this concept of a secure USB stick is brilliant, except for RSA, because you know they have their securities to sell. My point, though, I mean, I do love, of course, the aspect of two-factor security. And if the second factor is going to be something that you have, then it might as well be a USB stick, which works on any computer, as opposed to a USB stick that only works on Windows computers, or opposed to a stupid fob with a flashy number on it. So if it's going to be that USB stick that works on any computer, then I'd rather have a complete VM-based secure operating environment. That to me seems much, much, much easier than sort of the traditional kind of security companies trying to approach this with all these crazy black magics to try and secure Windows, and really who knows how it works. Why not just put a secure VM on the thing, let me boot it up, and make that my locked down secure environment? Maybe that even has a direct VPN connection based on certificates that are inside that client OS. So those are sort of my thoughts on remote access, secure remote access from outside the firewall, and I'm curious to hear what you thought. So if you do have thoughts, please join the conversation today on BrianMadden.com.